Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Truth, justice, and the American way. Without the cape, or the superpowers, not even a sidekick. Heck, we don't even have fancy gadgets. This is just Joe and his trusty microphone, made in the USA. This is the regular Joe Show.
Oh, suck it.
Welcome and a happy Freedom Friday to all. Joe Gigante, regular Joe. We had, you know, the beauty of our great republic is that, well, when done right, it's all right there in the open. It's transparent. We saw that yesterday for the better and, in some cases, for the worse. Or at least the worst side of people. For the better, Senator Chuck Grassley released the FP-1023 unclassified FBI file on the Biden crime family. What have we learned? We'll get into that. We've learned plenty. We've confirmed even more. And then the transparency of just how low the left will go. How they are so afraid of free speech and the freedom of ideas that they attack one of their own. They bloodied Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on Capitol Hill, but he swung back, something they're not quite used to. We've got the sound. And while it was ugly, it put on full display exactly who the left in this country really are. We'll get into all of that. But of course, on a Freedom Friday, we always start with the headline roundup. But before we get to anything, I do have to remind you, it is 7 minutes after the hour, which means right now, in Madrid, Spain, it is 3:07 p.m. In New York City, it's 9:07 a.m. In Qatar, 4:07 p.m. And in Taipei, it is 9:07 p.m. That is, of course, your new and improved Biden Crime Family Time Check, DM, the Regular Joe Show, brought to you, that means trademark for all the leftists, the Regular Joe Show, brought to you as it always is, at the top of each and every broadcast hour to ensure that one can't possibly escape the reality, the knowledge, the truth, the undeniable reality of the depth and breadth of scum and villainy that is the Biden Crime Family. Those are just a few of the locations they trade influence for money. At your in my expense. Well, hello, welcome. It is a Freedom Friday where we celebrate our liberty, the greatness of our republic, and we start off by doing that with, of course, our hallowed tradition, the Headline Roundup. For those just tuning in for the first time, the Headline Roundup is our weekly game show where producer Steve has to choose, is the story real or fake news with nothing else but a headline. That's not nearly as easy as you might think, especially nowadays. Mrs. Regular Joe, the executive producer of the Headline Roundup, scours the interwebs all week long looking for headlines, both real and satire, that would make one scratch their head and say, Those are then supplied to me in hermetically sealed envelopes, which time we open them just before the show. I read them to Steve after he's locked in his answer. We had a little flesh for the bone, a little bit of detail from the story, and then get the final word on whether it's real or fake news from none other than he who knows better than any, the 45th President of the United States of America, President Donald J. Trump. Well, hello, Steve. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday.
How are we feeling today? Are you feeling good? I mean, it's been kind of been a little bit of a roller coaster the past few weeks in terms of your how strong you felt about doing the roundup.
Not really feeling it today. A little stressed.
Well, now, last week, I can't remember, did you win last week?
I won in a tie break question.
Wasn't it by one question?
Yep.
All right. Well, see, there's always hope. Are you sporting pink today? Do I see pink?
Yeah.
Are you going to go to the Barbie movie?
I'm wearing it for Shannon.
That doesn't make sense, but okay, sure.
She likes pink, so I...
Plus, I've never seen her wear pink in her life.
She just wore a pink sweatshirt this week.
Sweatshirt? That's not... No. I think you're going to go see Barbie after the show.
No.
That's what this is really about.
Don't even go there.
I'm telling you...
I can't believe all these kids that want to go see this, what looks to be the dumbest thing since...
This is a very hotly debated topic in my household. All right, so there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Breaking news. Steve is going to see Barbie today, but he can't come to grips with it. But hey, you rock the pink, and you can be Ken, too. All right, your first headline. If you are ready... He's angry. Look at it. You can see the thread. All right. Viral video shows man peeling bananas before buying to allegedly save money. Penny pincher.
Okay, you got to repeat that one. I heard peeling bananas.
Yeah, I did. I mean, again, I read these cold. Viral video shows man peeling bananas before buying to allegedly save money. Colon, they call him, you know, quote, penny pincher, as in he's a penny pincher. So okay. He's checking the bananas first.
Because if he checks the bananas, he gets them cheaper. That's why he's
penny
pincher.
Well, no, because then he doesn't buy a rotten
banana. Oh, true.
Clearly we can tell he doesn't do any of the shopping for his. Who does your, don't even answer. I don't want to know who does your grocery shopping. All right, so let's just try this one more time. Viral video shows man peeling bananas before buying to allegedly save money. So before he buys them, he's checking the goods out.
Yeah.
And then they called him a penny pincher.
Yes, I was original. You know what? I'm going to go with fake news.
You're going to go with fake. Oh, he's breaking tradition. All right. A viral video of a man peeling a banana and tossing the peel before he places it. Oh, wow. Into the... Oh, it's not what I thought. I thought it was they wanted to make sure it was you know, ripe and not rotten. Before he puts them in the bag at the self-checkout counter, so to bring down the weight of the bananas. The 8-second clip was uploaded in late May by an account called Saving for Boba. Is that Boba Fett? Which is run by Australian content creators Mason and Mai, who live in the Oceania County's Gold Coast, has garnered nearly 850,000 views on the video sharing app. Quote, how my frugal boyfriend saves money on his bananas. End quote. The video's on-screen text reads with an accompanying sad face emoji. The text is read aloud by TikTok's text-to-speech feature, and the video is set to a snippet of Usher singing an a cappella version of his hit song, You Got It Bad, a trending sound on the app, where the famous singer belts out multiple no's. The secondhand embarrassment, though, is the second caption on the video. So, the long and short of it is, he wants to save money.
Yeah.
But then they go rotten quicker, so you're not actually saving any money, but whatever. You said fake news.
I bet you this one's true.
That's a true story, right, Steve?
This is sad but true.
That's such a true story.
I just figured they didn't want to buy, you know, bruised bananas. I mean, that would be...
That's why you buy the bananas green, so that you get them home and then...
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah. Wow, so Steve has set foot inside of a supermarket. All right, your next headline, sir. Marilyn Manson. You know who that is, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Not a fan, but I know who it is.
Marilyn Manson to plead no contest. Marilyn Manson to plead no contest to blow...
He's losing it.
Why? Sorry. Marilyn Manson to plead no contest to blowing his nose on a videographer. I just said the headline alone. Let me try that one more time if I can get through the whole headline. Marilyn Manson to plead no contest to blowing his nose on videographer.
True. Just because it's Marilyn Manson, so I'm going to go true.
Go true. Dateline Concord, New Hampshire. Marilyn Manson will plead no contest to blowing his nose on a videographer at a 2019 concert in New Hampshire, according to a filing by his attorney. The rocker, whose legal name is Brian Warner, was charged with two misdemeanor counts of simple assault. That's assault.
Today.
I don't know how simple that is. That's pretty foul. Stemming from an encounter at the Bank of New Hampshire Pavilion in Guilford on August 19, 2019. A notice of intent filed Monday says Manson is expected to plead no contest to only one charge and that the prosecutors have dismissed the other in the fully negotiated plea. A no-contest plea means Manson will not contest the charge and does not admit guilt. He would face a sentence of $1,200 with part of it suspended because, you know, he can't afford the $1,200.
Right.
And 20 hours of community service within 6 months. According to a police affidavit, Manson approached videographer Susan Fountain, so it was a woman, in the venue stage pit, put his face close to her camera, and spit a big loogie at her. She was struck on both hands with saliva. He's also accused of approaching her a second time, blowing his nose on her arm and hands. He is a class act. You went with...
True.
True. Would it make you feel better if it was fake?
No, because it's not true yet.
It's actually...
That's a true story, right, Steve?
All right.
That's such a true story.
That was long first two stories. All right, we got to hit the break. Here's your headline. We go to the world of McDonald's for our teaser headline. Broward jury awards $800,000 to family of girl burned by hot McDonald's McNugget. We'll get what Steve says. Is it real or fake news when we get back?
The regular Joe. Today on Hey Culligan, smart home, smarter water softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Not ready for summer yet? Get ready with Vita Super Slim Plus. Vita Super Slim Plus is the new product you heard about where results are amazing and the weight loss is fast. Just take Vita Super Slim Plus once a day and in just weeks get the results you have been waiting for. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com will get you ready for summer in just weeks, not months. With Vita Super Slim Plus, go to VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. That's VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. Use promo code RADIO for a free month supply. Details at VitaSuperSlimPlus.com.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough, my bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, there's videos galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text STAPLE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text STAPLE to 321-321. That's STAPLE to 321-321.
Greece's cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
See, you're Rick of the Joe here with you on this Freedom Friday, doing the headline roundup. We've only got through two stories. We're going a little slow today, so we're going to pick up the pace here in this this second segment. Went to the break. We are 1-1 with producer Steve now. Went to the break with this headline. Broward jury awards $800,000 to family of girl burned by hot McDonald's McNugget.
True.
Now, what is the rationale on this? Not like it's coffee.
But it's a jury and it's McDonald's.
Do you ever eat McDonald's McNuggets?
I have eaten McDonald's McNuggets a lot. Not so much as much now, but I used to eat a lot.
If I was going to, I'd sue on the fact that it doesn't really appear to be any chicken.
Yeah,
in the chicken McNugget. Yeah. But anyway, the Broward jury has awarded $800,000 in damages in a lawsuit that alleged hot chicken McNuggets from a local McDonald's franchise left a young girl severely burned. A jury in May delivered a split verdict in the suit, finding fault with McDonald's and the franchise owner for the burns for the then 4-year-old Olivia Caraballo, suffered when she went to the Tamarack fast food restaurant back in 2019. Apparently, one nugget got stuck in her car seat and burned the leg. In the time it took her parents to pull over to remove the nugget, you know, when it dropped in there, and she complained to when she was able to get it out of there. The family had been asking for $15 million for a nugget. Not everyone just wins the lottery.
I know.
But their attorneys called the outcome fair and just. You said real. I mean, it is Florida, right? Broward County, Florida, so you know.
That's a true story, right, Steve?
I'm telling you.
That's such a true story.
I need to spill coffee while eating a nugget.
I know.
Just crazy.
Just
like nothing to worry about. All right, college announces. Oh, this is one for Steve. This could be go back to school day. Colleges announce they will offer gender studies course credits for sitting through Barbie movie.
You know what? Absolutely true. I can just see the University of Santa Barbara.
Well, Dateline, Berkeley, California. College students will have an exciting opportunity this fall as several educational institutions have announced they will offer credit in gender studies courses to any students who are able to sit through the entirety of the new Barbie movie. Quote, we decided sitting through the movie should earn them something, said University of California Chancellor Carol Grist. Obtaining college credits should not come without a cost, and there's no greater cost in our estimation than watching the entire Barbie film.
Yeah,
you
that's fake.
Real,
yeah.
But
all I can say is it's totally fake news.
Not
it's
true yet.
Yes.
And look, made up stuff. If you go back to school, I'll be your witness. You were in pink today on opening day for Barbie.
So didn't even think.
Just for the record, I checked with Shannon on the break, and I said, "Do you wear a lot of pink?" And she said, "No." She said, "I like the color pink, but I don't actually wear a lot of pink." So don't look at her. You're busted, buddy. Trying to throw Shannon under the bus. All right, your next headline. Atlanta man attempts to rob nail salon, gets ignored by everyone. This is called extincting. In psychology, that's extincting, but either way.
True.
You're going with true. Now, why? That was very succinct of you.
Well, I'm guessing around Atlanta, and they're just used to being robbed.
A man's attempt to rob an Atlanta nail salon last week didn't go quite as planned after the patrons basically ignored him. The unidentified suspect, with his hand in a bag as if he were holding a weapon, stormed into the Nail First salon last Monday demanding money, according to Atlanta's Fox affiliate. Although the man shouted, "Everyone get down, give me all of your money," surveillance video shows he was ignored by both customers and employees. Just another day at the nail salon, people. The salon owner even decided it was okay to answer the phone during the attempted robbery while a customer casually stood up to go outside, though the suspect snatched her phone as she walked outside. Eventually, the humiliation appeared to be too much for the suspect, who left the salon in a silver-colored sedan, according to law enforcement. You said, what did
I said
you,
true.
The fact of the matter is...
That's a true story, right, Steve?
There's a lesson to be learned there.
That's such a true story.
Don't interrupt ladies getting their nails done.
That's awesome.
Everyone get on the ground.
We're busy.
Come back after 12. Yeah. Burger King dishing out 20 slice tall all cheeseburger on new menu.
20 slices
tall.
Oh, 20 slice tall.
So like 20 slices? What
20 slices
are you
of cheese
this morning?
Or you're talking about a burger?
Burger King.
Yeah.
Dishing out 20 slice tall all cheese burger.
You know what? True.
What? Do I need a translator to do this with you?
Well,
wait, 20 slices? Give me 20? 18?
Okay.
What are we talking here?
I was asking whether you were talking 20 layers of burger or 20 slices
cheese.
Of cheese.
Okay. All cheese. That's all cheese part.
Well, then how is it a burger? It's not a burger.
What?
Because there's no burger.
What's your answer is my question.
True.
All right. You go with the truth. The fast food chain joint seemed to abandon its have it your own way motto when it debuted a totally cheeseburger on its Facebook page for the Thailand region over the weekend. This is no joke. This is for real, the brand wrote, according to the Facebook translation. The post showed off a melty 20 slices of cheese. A melty 20 slices of American cheese sandwiched between a classic sesame seed bun with no meat, veggies, or condiments in sight. You went with real.
Yeah.
It is.
That's a true story, right, Steve?
Wow.
Yeah. That's such a true story.
All right. Dad claims he found rare whale vomit worth more than $50,000 on the beach. Experts claim it's sewage.
True.
You're going to go with true on that one. That is.
That's a true story, right, Steve? That's such a true story.
Trying to get through as much as we can. CDC grants full approval for Taco Bell's Bean Blaster Supremes based on new ingredient list.
Fake.
Really? Why?
I don't know.
Why? Because they don't really have real ingredients? After a $2.3 billion campaign and the demands of millions of Americans, Taco Bell's thrilled to announce that their Bean Blaster Supreme has been approved for human consumption by the CDC. You said fake. We'll have to get the answer after this.
The Regular Joe Show.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House is reporting that Ukraine is using cluster munitions supplied by the United States effectively against Russian forces. National Security Spokesman John Kirby said initial feedback suggests Ukrainian forces are using the weapons appropriately on Russian defensive positions and operations. The so-called cluster bombs scatter multiple bomblets and are banned in more than 100 countries because of their threat to civilians. Russia has been using cluster munitions since it invaded Ukraine in February of last year. At least four people, including children, are dead after what's being called a triple murder-suicide in Oklahoma. Authorities say they were engaged in an hours-long standoff with an armed subject yesterday at a home near Tulsa. The investigation is just getting underway. Yes, there is a day where you could eat absolutely anything you want, and today's that day. It's National Junk Food Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
That was a Charlie ad, wasn't it? It's a good song. We are here with you on a Freedom Friday. Our headline roundup, running a little longer than usual. We had some language barriers that we had to overcome early on in this today. But we hit the break with this headline. CDC finally grants full approval to Taco Bell's Bean Blaster Supremes, which Steve said is fake. You went fake.
I did.
You went fake news.
I think I'd like to retract that, but I went fake news.
Well, I'll look to Shannon. What is the rule?
No, because you already read a bunch of it, so I don't think so.
Oh, I did read that first sentence. Yeah. So after a nearly $2.3 billion campaign and the demands of millions of Americans, Taco Bell is thrilled to announce that their Bean Blaster Supreme, as a little TM after it, has been approved for human consumption by the CDC. You were saying fake. Now you're second guessing yourself. Here's the quote from Rochelle Walensky on the topic. Quote, individuals ranging from 4 to 35 years of age can now safely put this delicious Bean Blaster Supremes directly into your body, assuming you're within 6 feet of a toilet. For the love of God, please do not check with your doctor first. End quote. Then we go on to hear Biden himself weighing in. Quote, obviously, this now means that millions of Americans who haven't eaten a Bean Blaster Supreme must, by force, ingest one. From this day forward, you are free to do as Taco Bell says, and we will have no patience for any anti-blasters. The final quote on this story, which is, of course, probably one of the most important ones.
Comes from EOC.
Well, no. This comes from a reckless citizen who is refusing to ingest the Bean Blaster, saying, quote, yeah, Taco Bell's approval was not why I wasn't eating the Bean Blasters. I just have a lot of questions, you know. My uncle ate one, and he sharted so severely, he had to be hosed down for a few hours. So, you said fake news. The truth is
fake news.
I am so glad that's not true.
Yeah, I don't think, well, if they wanted to end people's lives earlier, they
exactly
would start mandating more time at Taco Bell. All right, we've got to get this. A couple headlines we have to do.
Okay.
We have to do them. We'll just do a short segment here and make the next segment long, because these are too good to pass up. And look, that's good whether they're real or not. That's the fun part of this. Because you won't know, and I promise you on these. Yeah, all right. So, Whoopi Goldberg's chair from The View added to the Civil Rights Museum.
You know what? I'm going to go.
Exactly.
I know. Sad but true. I'm going to go true.
You're going to go true on this one. Dateline Memphis, Tennessee, the National Civil Rights Museum is proud to announce the latest addition to its collection. The chair that bravely fought to support Whoopi Goldberg's larger-than-life presence from early 2007 through February of 2007.
Was that the one she farted in?
After somehow holding Goldberg for more than 5 weeks, the crew lovingly nicknamed the chair Job, a take on the biblical character who withstood unspeakable punishment from Satan himself. I love the people that write this stuff.
This has got to be Babylon B.
Job. The chair is recognized for supporting Whoopi. But this is the answer to your question, by the way. But people don't realize the ferocious flatulence it had to absorb as well, said an emotional museum curator. I mean, she had breakfast burritos every day. Try to name a greater example of suffrage. I'll wait, end quote. You went with true. Probably just not true yet, but
honestly,
that's, you're right. We have to get to that one. Or Shannon would never recover. Oh, she's got a pus indeed. Yeah, that's a good thing.
I preloaded her with the tissues. All right. So,
preloaded her.
We knew what was coming here. All right, your next headline. By the way, the count, 1, 2, 3, 4. I got you at 5 and 3, right?
6 and 3.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, yeah, there's 6. I mean, when you're wearing pink, I can't trust you. Man files defamation lawsuit after receiving libelous fortune cookie at Chinese restaurant. Now, mind you, we just had an $800,000 nugget, so.
Fake news.
You don't think that fortune cookies can burn you? I mean, All right. Samuel Guthrie was dining with friends at a Chinese restaurant in Kentucky when an otherwise perfect evening suddenly turned into one of the most humiliating moments of his life. Quote, "We were going around the table reading our fortune cookies," explains Guthrie. "You know, some people were tagging it with the phrase, 'in bed' at the end of it. Well, it came to my turn. I opened up my fortune cookie and read it out loud with the tag without even thinking. 'You only treasure what you will never have in bed.'" In an exclusive interview, Guthrie's attorney, Gloria Greenway, said, quote, "The fact that the phrase 'in bed' was added to it's humiliating enough. Think about it. How does this sound? You only treasure what you'll never have in bed. But that's not the reason for this lawsuit," end quote. She went on to explain that her client treasures many things in his life, citing family, friends, children, and going on to say, quote, "He has family heirlooms that have great sentimental value. It is downright defamatory for a business establishment to imply that my client has no gratitude for the wonderful people and things in his life. This has taken a great toll on his life and has tarnished his reputation in the community. You said fake news. Are you still feeling like this is fake news?"
I'm not so sure.
I mean, after all,
I know.
McNuggets, coffee, everything else in the world. You are wise, my friend.
Another example of, as you say, fake news.
Oh, wait, I put that in the wrong. That goes over here. Sorry, I almost put that in the wrong pile. All right, and then this. We have two more headlines.
Two more headlines.
"Sorry, ladies, colon, wearing, quote, frilly dresses, end quote, is racist now."
True. Everything's racist.
You see what I was going to say? It's kind of a...
Yeah.
That's just my given answer now. Just true. Why not? Let's make it that way. An opinion piece from The Guardian makes the claim that frilly dresses are racist now. According to the article, the trad wife subculture shares aesthetics and values across the Atlantic. Long floral dresses are the norm, idealizing a mythic past of feminine modesty. Okay. So a long are these dresses not real? Because it's mythic. I mean, I'm a little confused. All right, but going on with the article. "Men, you should only be attracted to women who dress like men or dress in nothing at all. There's absolutely nothing attractive about a woman who wears a long dress." This is the commentator saying this in the article. What an extreme thought. The original article went on to say, "A woman's roles, they claim that a woman's role is to stay at home, serving her spouse domestically and sexually, while her partner goes to work to support her. Men should, quote, discipline women," claims the article, saying that these dresses are racist. And wait, are you shaking your head? Yes, as in you agree with the article saying?
No, I'm confused. I'm shaking my head like, okay.
"Unsurprisingly, it claims these dresses are anti-feminist, with the far right recruiting women to the trad lifestyle by claiming feminism has failed to make them happy. While not a trad wife herself, alt-right influencer Lauren Southern, shot to fame by claiming feminism taught women to work 9 to 5 and drink wine every night until their ovaries dry up." I mean, it's not completely inaccurate
right. What
it's done. I mean, what's your point? I'm sorry. Then it goes on to say that when women wear these dresses, it is a modern sign of racism.
Oh, I'm sure this is true. The Guardian? Yeah, this has got to be true.
The fact of the matter is...
That's a true story, right, Steve?
Don't wear your
Sunday best. That's such a true story.
Now, if a black woman wears a long, flowery, frilly dress...
She's a black white supremacist.
Is she a black white supremacist?
Correct.
Okay, I just want to make sure I understood that.
Exactly.
We've got to make sure we have this all clear, because there's a lot of... It's like an algebraic formula. You know, if, why, then X, and then what? Who knows? All right, your final headline on this extended version, on this Freedom Friday. Female employee who looks unwell asked if she'd like to go home and put on some makeup, semicolon, files lawsuit.
True. You know what? Because I can just see it. He made a negative comment about my appearance. Yeah. You know what? This is true or not true yet. Yeah.
Dateline Chicago. Remarking on her unusually pale skin and tired eyes, Marketing department head Larry Kilmartin asked an unnamed female employee at Claremont Industries if she'd like to go home to put on some makeup. Quote, "You're looking a bit rough, so feel free to take part of the day to go home and freshen up with some blush, maybe some mascara before coming back to the office." The employee claims Kilmartin said, adding that the woman was looking visibly ill, end quote, and would probably benefit from a little foundation as well.
And the boss says, "Wouldn't mind slapping on some deodorant while you're at it." Remember the Starbucks?
Yes. Anyway, the whole no shower, no deodorant. Just, anyway.
I'm with you. You know I'm a germaphobe.
I'm well aware. The response from the employee was to file a lawsuit. You said, oh, by the way, I'm sorry, I mean, real quick. You had made a comment about the one story being the Babylon Bee. The Whoopi Goldberg one was from the Glorious Americans.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
All right, so you said true.
Oh, yeah.
The fact of the matter is...
You know why? Fake news.
That's so not true yet.
Yeah.
That no, is no, so not no. true yet.
Sorry, let's see here. One, two. So you had a pretty good Friday here. I see four in the negatives. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Eight and four.
That is definitely a winning record. Now we got to get to business. We get back. The FD-1023 has been made public by Chuck Grassley. What does it tell us? Oh, it tells it confirms a lot. Tells us even more. So did the behavior by the bratty, vile Democrats on Capitol Hill yesterday. We'll share some of that with you as well.
Tuning into the baseball game, monitoring the incoming storm, catching your favorite talk show. These are just a few of the reasons more than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month. And did you know AM radio is the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times? It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new
if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to OmahaSteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit OmahaSteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Hear that a lot at chickendinnercasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion. Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing chickendinnercasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
ChickenDinnerCasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner.
Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. That's ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214. Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
On a Freedom Friday, you can be a part of it, should you choose. 888-737-1737. 888-737-1737. That's the way to be a part of it, dialing that number the best way. You can, of course, text that number if you're working for one of those onerous bosses that doesn't want you hanging on the phone waiting to talk to the regular Joe. Or, of course, emails joe@regjoeshow.com. joe@regjoeshow.com. That's the way we do it every Monday through Friday, and you are always welcome to be a part of it. A little more leeway on Fridays in terms of topicality, but would love to hear what's on your mind. Now, yesterday on Capitol Hill, you had what one would call a dung show. I can't use the actual phrase that is often communicated, where they brought Democrat, lifelong Democrat, comes from one of the most revered Democrat families in the history of the United States of America, a Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and he was summarily, I mean, just viciously attacked. Caesar's got nothing on what they did to RFK. To say et tu, Brute, would be the understatement, and it begs the question, now, we've seen this kind of ferocious response in the past few years, only in a few places. One was, of course, COVID, which RFK was one of the, I think, maybe the only voice on the left. No one, I mean, I'm sure there's some of these doctors that spoke up were Democrats. But in terms of known Democrats, he was certainly the loudest voice. Wrote a excellent 500-page book on Fauci, exposing him for the corrupt individual that he is. And certainly has been a loud voice on making sure vaccines are safe and face the same scrutiny that other forms of medication would. So he was on Capitol Hill in the Judiciary Committee's subcommittee on the weaponization of the government on censorship. And what's amazing is from the moment the hearing started, all the Democrats tried to do was censor him. I want to share some of that audio with you, but before I do, I want to kind of set the stage with a few other pieces of audio from Washington, D.C. Now, granted, they live in rarefied air. They do not live in the real world, but it's always good to understand who you're really dealing with. Now, the first I give you is, again, one of the most blatantly leftist members, and that's saying something, in the United States Senate, woefully unqualified U.S. Senator Maisie Hirono. She is a paid bought mouthpiece out of Hawaii, and she was speaking yesterday on this bill they're trying to push through the Senate to regulate the United States Supreme Court. That they are going to, you know, now this again, this is where they start saying the quiet part out loud. The good news in them saying this is they think everyone else is like, yes, this is what we want. Not realizing what they're really doing is just exposing who they really are. The mentality. This is COVID. Come to the Supreme Court, ladies and gentlemen. Cut one.
First of all, let's understand that the United States Supreme Court does not have a code of ethics, the kind of code of ethics that applies to all other federal judges. So the highest court in the land should set a standard, should set the highest standard. They do not. And so this is a bill that would do that. And what will it do? It will establish a procedure for investigating ethical violations. It will make much clearer recusal requirements. And the third is to give the court time to adopt the code of ethics, and if they do not, then one will be provided to them.
So it's kind of like the jab. You have the ability to adopt it for yourself, and if you don't, well, we're just going to stick it right in you. We're just going to push it right on you and force you to do it. Now, the first thing is she blatantly lied when she said there's no code of ethics. There is a code of ethics for the Supreme Court of the United States, it's true. It's not the same as other judges, but the last time I checked, the Supreme Court is a higher body than the others. They have a defined code of ethics. The Democrats don't really give a damn about the ethics. You do understand that. All of this is to try to set the stage to do one of two things. Force out conservatives that are on the bench, or to stack the court with additional members so that they can take back and basically get their wildest dream of a very liberal, progressive Supreme Court. Either one is a direct threat to our freedom and to our liberty. But I like the fact that she's so bold right now that she's willing to say, yep, we're going to just force it on them, even though it's not what we should do, even though it's not constitutionally what we're allowed to do. Keep on talking.
The Regular Joe Show.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.